James Rivera grew up in Boonton, a small town in northern New Jersey.
I like that I grew up in a small town like that and went through all the schools. My mom went, and all three of my sisters and a bunch of my cousins went to the same high school.
After he graduated, James worked at an auto dealer's repair shop. He wasn't happy there.
It just wasn't working out. I needed to challenge myself. I was kind of stuck in a rut. I just one day decided to join the Marines. I enlisted 2 days after my 26th birthday in May 2001.
James signed up for the infantry and trained in motor transport. After 9/11, his unit didn't go overseas right away. But when they did, in the summer of 2004, they were sent to Fallujah. And that's where his day happened, while James was driving a Humvee.
August 22, 2004, it started off just another routine mission to Abu Ghraib prison from Camp Fallujah. It was like a movie. I said to my friend, "This has been the easiest mission so far." Sure enough, about a mile down the road, the IED roadside bomb went off on our left side. It was about 10 to 12 feet away from us. The sound of it was absolutely deafening. It's a sound I've never heard, or I'll never hear again, hopefully. When I opened up my eyes again, all I saw was dust and the windshield was shattered in pieces. It took a couple of seconds to come back to my senses, and I realized I have to get out of the kill zone. So I stomped on the gas pedal, and we cleared the cloud of dust, kind of like when you have a big crash in NASCAR, that you keep on going, if you can. What saved our life for sure was they buried the bomb below the surface of the road, and the pavement absorbed the brunt of the blast.
James had taken the worst of the blast, with shrapnel debris and glass embedded into the left side of his face. He was treated and served out his enlistment. It wasn't until years later that he realized things were not right.
Every little piece of debris was suspect. I questioned everything that was stopped on the side of the road, every vehicle. I would drive down the middle lane if I could. Over time, I noticed there was a big difference in the way I felt. I was angry all the time. I was listless. I had no motivation to do anything.
A Veterans Affairs counselor in Houston, where James was living, told him about the track program in Jacksonville that the Wounded Warrior Project developed. The program also put James on a career path for something he enjoys.
My externship was with the Solid Waste Division here in Jacksonville. About a year and a half ago, I met up with a general contractor, and he hires me doing foreclosure cleanouts. That's going really well.
James' personal life also is going well.
I have a wonderful girlfriend. We've known each other for a few years. We're currently living together. It's a big step, but we both decided that, you know, we see a future together. She wants to get into the graphic arts scene, so we may be moving to Los Angeles so she can pursue her career. The thing that I do is I can do anywhere. I can pick up and start over.
James still scans the side of roads.
I've realized that hypervigilance will always be there. I've met Vietnam veterans that still suffer with PTSD. It's just a new normal that we have.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.